just heard you offer the apology for all the monsters of our times.
Is that correct?
Welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs podcast, Forbidden Panel's weekly movie review that takes place during the midnight showing of new movie releases. And now your hosts, AJ and Martin.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs. This week, Martin's over at Comic-Con, and while he's gone, it's just me and Richard sitting here watching all the comic book movies that are coming out. Our first movie will be Red 2, and then we'll be watching R.I.P.D. Now, Rich, have you read any of the comic books that these are based off of?
No, actually, I haven't. I haven't had a chance to read. I want to read Red, but I haven't had a chance. But I like the first movie. I'm a little skeptical because I really don't think it was necessary to do a second, but, I mean, it's pretty popular, so why not make money?
Now, I have seen the first and read the first book, and nothing alike, and I've even read the sequel, which, again, would be nothing like this movie, so obviously this is one of those cases where they just take the name of the book and the basic premise and just ran with it and gave the writer some money and said, hey, thanks.
That's what they did with World War Z, and I loved that movie. I was actually pleasantly surprised by how good they did. I mean, nothing like the book again, but...
Well, it did have some similarities.
There was some similarities, and I don't know how far off the first movie is from the graphic novel at all. You know, I enjoyed the first movie. I thought it was hilarious. You know, John Malkovich made that movie, so, and I'm a huge Bruce Willis fan, so, I mean, how can you go wrong with that?
Malkovich.
Yeah, and now you throw in Anthony Hopkins in this one, and I think it's gonna be good. I think it's gonna be enjoyable. It may not be great, but I think it's gonna definitely be entertaining.
Now, what about R.I.P.D.?
I have high hopes for that. Like, everything I've seen of it looks really good. I have not, once again, have not read the comics for that. But it looks entertaining. It looks funny. It looks very Men in Black-ish, which I love the Men in Black series. So, you know, as long as it's along those lines, I prefer Ryan Reynolds in a comedic role anyway. So I think it's going to be pretty good.
Now, admittingly, I literally just started, I'm on issue 2 of R.I.P.D. until already it's nothing like the comic book. Just from the trailers. But I'm still curious to see it. However, these movies are getting very little love at Comic-Con. I was down there yesterday, saw very little promotion on it, hardly anything out on the floor about it, so...
Well, I don't think they're going to promote anything that's coming out during Comic-Con, you know, to take away from maybe...
Not true. They were on the floor handing out tickets to The Conjuring.
Really?
Oh, wow. Conjuring and You're Next.
Oh, well, then that's just, that's just poor marketing then. This is horrible marketing, especially two movies that are, yeah, because Conjuring was all over WonderCon too. Like, they're all over, you know, they're trying to push the hell out of that movie, which I have almost no interest in seeing. I think it's going to be boring. I'm sorry. Well, for me, you know, I know the real story behind it. You know, I followed that family, you know, I don't know if it's going to be that interesting. These two movies I thought would be worth seeing.
Well, there you have it, folks. We're going to go ahead and take our first break and watch Red 2. We'll come back after the movie and tell you what we thought of it. All right, here we are at the end of Red 2. Rich, what did you think?
I think it was everything I expected. It was funny. I enjoyed it. I mean, you know, once again, not a masterpiece. It's kind of an action film. A little cheesy. You know, some parts are a little hard to believe, but I mean, what do you expect from an action film, you know? It was entertaining, and that's all that really matters, you know?
Yeah, it had its parts, but like halfway through, I really wanted to get back and start reading R.I.P.D. before I saw the movie.
Time to do that. We've got plenty of time. We got like an hour or something like that.
And it wasn't a horrible movie, but it's not like, you know, I mean, I can wait for it to come out on DVD. I'm not too excited about it.
Right. I mean, it's nothing. I mean, if you're into the first one, I mean, it's an entertaining movie. I'd see it like a matinee, you know. I wouldn't maybe, you know. But it was entertaining. I enjoyed it. It had hilarious parts, and, you know, it was kind of spotty. Entertaining, and then a lull, and then entertaining, and a lull. But all in all, I mean, I wasn't disappointed.
Now, one thing we should make everyone aware of, Richard and I are both 40 years old, and we are the youngest people in this theater. It's like I had said before, it's the new Cocoon.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is, and it's geared towards an older audience, but, you know, it's an action film. It's, I mean, come on, we saw a trailer for another movie with Schwarzenegger and Stallone in the trailers. I mean, they're gearing towards older audiences are the ones with the money anyway, so, I mean, you got to find something entertaining, and it wasn't a spectacular movie, and like some of it was a little unbelievable, but it made me laugh.
This is definitely going to be playing in the day room at the retirement home when it comes out on Blu-ray.
And we'll be sitting there watching it again.
Right. All right, well, that wraps it up for Red 2. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to talk about our expectations for RIPD once we hop into that theater. All right, guys, we're in the theater for RIPD, our second feature today, and we're joined by James. Hi, James.
Hello.
Expectations for RIPD.
They're not super high. I'm looking at it as like basically being like a Men in Black 4. Like, it's not, it looks like kind of stupid, but I mean, it looks like it'd be funny.
I think it's going to be funny. Like you said, kind of like a Men in Black. I don't think it's going to be a really serious movie. I think it's going to be like a kind of a cheesy comedy. Good special effects. Like I said earlier, I like Ryan Reynolds more in a comedic role, so. I mean, I think it's gonna be hilarious though. So,
I have big hopes. You think it's gonna be better than Red 2?
I hope so. I mean, I like Red 2, but you know, it wasn't a miraculous film by any stretch of the imagination.
I'm wanting to build up a good point previously in that this seems like the summer of buddy cop movies and buddy films. You know, we saw The Heat, which is a big buddy cop thing, and we think that. See a lot more of these?
I don't know. Like, every once in a while, you get a nice little string of them. Remember, you had like Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan did theirs. Every once in a while, they just start kind of coming out. But some of them are okay. Some of them are not.
Everybody's trying to recapture that Beverly Hills Cop magic.
No, but even that wasn't Buddy Cop.
Or was it Stakeout? Stakeout, like that one.
Yeah, they need to bring Stakeout back. That was a cool movie.
That'd be awesome.
Man at Work. Wow. We just keep naming Emilio Estevez movies. Mighty Ducks. Young Guns. Apparently he can't be in a movie by himself anymore.
What was the last movie he did?
Well, he's producing Charlie Sheen's show, Anger Management. So.
I like that show.
I know.
I've never seen it.
Dude, they've got that show. He's smart about that. They're already on episode 27 in season 2. There's 45 episodes per season.
Really? That's insane. Like, normally you get, what, 22 to 26, maybe.
That was his contract. They did the first 10 episodes of season 1, and if it got picked up, they had to pick it up for 100 episodes because he wanted to guarantee syndication. 100 episodes is guaranteed. So with 45 episodes per season and them firing Selma Blair just recently, you know, he's locked in. It was a smart move by Charlie Sheen, you know?
Yeah, he gets syndication off just 3 seasons because, I mean, 2 seasons, 45 each. They a full season for season 3. That's 10 episodes just to get him syndication and then the whole rest of it. So, yeah,
I mean, the rest of us getting money off of it. Charlie Sheen is playing the dad in there, so the whole family's working it up.
The president, Machete Kills.
Yeah. No, that's Carlos Estevez. That's a different guy. So, anyway, back to RIPD. I'm kind of excited. I mean, I
don't know. It does look like a good movie. Like it looks like it'd be just be, like you said, like a buddy cop, but funny, and my hopes aren't super high. Like, look at Oblivion. I went into Oblivion with high hopes and was crushed. But this one, my whole career.
Well, that was your bad, man.
Fuck you, all right?
I had no hopes for that movie at all and was not
I
disappointed.
I had hopes for that movie. And you know what?
Before we do a shameless plug, How I Should Have Ended. Have you guys watched that?
I haven't seen that one.
That Oblivion one was awesome.
There was one for Oblivion?
I did.
I've not seen it. So where's my phone?
Yeah, at the end, all the Tom Cruises show up and the chick is like, aw, yeah.
Oh, so yeah, I heard about that one, but I didn't get to see it. I haven't watched that one. I am still going to find that now and watch it.
So there you have it, guys. We're going to go ahead and watch the movie. And when we come back, we'll see if our expectations were met. So here we are at the end of R.I.P.D. What do you think?
It was funny. I liked it. I mean, you know, the story, it is what it is. I mean, but it's funny. It was meant to be funny. It's funny in that Men in Black kind of way. It had a little tinge of emotion to it, but I liked it quite a bit, actually.
I'm going to have to download this and watch it a few more times. I kind of really dug it. Kind of took a hit when I realized Kevin Bacon was in it. I mean, I gotta admit, my standards went down a bit. It was still pretty good.
You know, it was good. I mean, I was shocked at, like, it actually has a decent story. It's not the greatest story in the world, but it's kind of a cool story. I don't know how close it would be to the comic, but I mean, it's very cool in that Men in Black kind of way, you know, and I liked it, you know. It stayed consistent, it stayed funny, and I'm pretty sure there'll be some sequels to it, too.
They brought their A-game with the effects.
Yeah, the effects were amazing. Like, it looked really good, and like, you know, I mean, it looks spectacular, actually. Actually looked better than some of the Men in Black.
So, yeah, I liked it better than Red 2, personally.
Yeah, definitely better than Red 2. I mean, I liked Red 2, but this I really like this movie a lot. Actually, I will be buying this movie.
Now, we didn't see it in 3D. How do you think it would have been in 3D?
I think with all the cars bouncing and stuff, I think it would have been that cheesy 3D effect, maybe. I think it would have been maybe a little much. So I would definitely say, just the way the thing, there's a lot of movement. And the way 3D is.
James is in the background whistling to the theme song.
What's up with the song?
The way the 3D is and the motion, I think it will probably get blurry. So, but all in all, I mean, I'm extremely happy with it. I might see it again.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna read the comic book and do a comparison, but. Honestly, the vibe of it and everything that I've seen of the comic book and this, it's two totally different monsters.
Right.
So, but I really like this. And when I originally heard of the story, I was like, wow, that's kind of cool, kind of original. I want to check it out. So I'm happy I saw the movie, and I'm very interested to see the book. So.
I like the fact that it didn't go with, like, that whole undead zombie-style thing. You know, it's more of a monsters and, like different, like, how... Depending on what you did in life, how your soul, like the dead soul, like rots and changes. That was kind of a cool take, so it didn't have that typical, like, undead style to it.
Now, what I'd like to have seen is more practical effects as opposed to the CGI on the monsters.
Right.
But, you know, it was kind of to be expected, so I guess it was alright.
Well, practical effects are very rare nowadays, too. I mean, what was the last movie that really used Evil Dead? These practical effects. But other than that, big budget movies.
What was that?
Chainsaw Massacre. A lot of big budget movies don't use practical effects anymore. It's just more cost effective.
Alright. Well, there you have it. We're okay with Red 2, but we...
It's one thumb up, one thumb down.
Don't be a Martin.
Yeah.
Don't be a Martin.
I did that intentionally because Martin's not here.
Don't be a Martin.
Yes.
Yeah. Earth 2 Martin. There you go.
You know, that was a little homage to him. Hopefully he finds some cool stuff for...
Never thought I'd see Rich kiss in the ass, but you know.
Hey, you know what? For cool shit, it happened.
There you have it, guys. We're ambivalent about Red 2, but we really liked R.I.P.D.
Very, very, very good. Very worth seeing.
Now, next week, The Wolverine. Special private screening with Four Color Fantasy. So, if we don't see you there, we will be recording, so you'll be tuning into us at that point. So until then, we'll thanks Richard for filling in for Martin. And James. Hey, James.
Hi.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.